That may be it.
Okay, the recording has started at 10:04.
Okay, are we ready?
Well, let
Another,
me
I didn't hear
let
the
us know
second.
when she's ready.
Okay, all right. I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is the January 25th, 25 board meeting. This is our first quarter board meeting. And before we do the roll call, I want to let everybody know who is not on and why, basically. If the board members and members at large got an email from Cindy or me. Cindy's husband Mike passed away last night from a heart attack, so Cindy's not going to be here. And Maggie, her daughter, and Jonathan, Maggie's husband, are not going to be here. They have an appointment at the funeral home at 11 o'clock. And then Mel and her husband Kevin are not going to be here because they've got robotics today. And Mary needs to get out of here by noon. Isn't that right? We'll be done well before noon, I'm sure.
Yeah, my plans actually changed, so I don't have to leave at noon today. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mary, if you want to go ahead and do the roll call.
Rita Hirsch.
I'm here.
Carrie Goodman.
Here.
And Cliff Goodman.
Here.
And sorry, I'm still getting the notes open and I'm not feeling that great today. Okay. Pat Tussing.
Yo.
Deanne Hart.
Yes, I'm here.
Erlene Hughes,
Here.
Coors and Joe
Here.
Coors,
Here.
David Rosencoder.
He has not
He's
joined
not
as
on
of right
anymore.
now.
Yeah. He came off the
Dolly Sauter.
She's probably muted, but she's here.
Am I missing anybody? Because I know everybody else is absent.
On the participants list, Mary, we have Deanne Hart, Don Coors, Mary Storrs, Pat Tusing, Rita Kurz, Kathy Long,
Oh, there's
Mike and
Pat.
Dolly Sauter, Earlene Hughes, Grandma Barbara. I don't is is
No,
Rep there with
okay.
you, Barbara?
Yeah.
Just me. Just you. Okay, just checking. And Mary Storrs.
Yep, that you're back at the beginning.
Okay, I'm back at the beginning. Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay, thank
thanks. Thank you.
Is that everybody? We had one
Didn't hear
guest.
you say Luis Roman.
I was just gonna say, yeah, I'm Luis Roman, president.
Okay. Is that everybody now? We didn't miss anybody?
I think I just heard David Rosencoder check in.
David?
No. He's not showing up.
Okay.
Sorry,
Okay.
I thought I heard his voice.
Okay. So we've got We've got our board and we've got a few guests. Thanks everybody for coming on. This is going to probably be a short meeting because, well, first of all, we don't have any treasurer's report. And second of all, we don't have the minutes from the last board meeting.
I
We
did
got the
send them last night, but I did send them late, and I do acknowledge I sent them at 7:30 last night.
Okay.
So I acknowledge that they were sent late, and I'm very, very sorry. I have no excuse for it. I will just try to do better in the future.
Well, if you have them done or close to done, if you
They are
want to.
done, and I did send them via email last night at 7:30.
Oh, I didn't see them this morning.
Did
I didn't either. Deanne, you see him on your.
No, I didn't.
I
Okay,
didn't
well
either.
okay.
let me sorry guys. I do promise I did them and I sent them, but something probably went happened with my.
Well, if
I
you
found
want
the
to.
convention ones, the ones from your
Yeah.
co from the convention in Ohio, but I didn't see the board meeting one.
Right.
Well, that was the last one. The last meeting minutes I took
It
were
wasn't
the
a board meeting.
October
It was not a board meeting. That was
ones.
convention
Yeah.
business.
The last meeting minutes were from October 26th.
Okay,
And
Mary, let me
yes.
clarify, okay? What you sent was from convention. That was the
Yes.
convention board meeting.
Yes.
The convention board meeting minutes that you sent would be
We didn't
read
have
at
a
the
board
next
meeting.
convention.
We didn't have
Okay.
a board meeting at convention. We had business meeting.
Well, that would have been a business meeting,
Yeah.
actually. Our board meeting would have happened in September or October, and that would have been our last quarterly board meeting. We have four meetings a year that are quarterly board meetings. And then convention, we have business meetings.
Yeah.
I see. So I missed one. I proofed the convention business meeting minutes and sent those out, and I missed. Okay.
So,
That's what
but
I
Mary,
did. I'm very sorry, guys. What did I?
it's just
if you can write up the board meeting, the September board meeting minutes, and maybe get them out this next week,
Okay,
we
September 28 of
this over
2024. Is
email.
that correct?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I actually have them. I'll get them sent out
Okay.
today.
Okay. If you can.
I'm very sorry, y'all. I spaced it.
Easy to do. And as far as the treasurer's report, I have no idea. Which means the budget committee is not going to meet until we have a treasurer's report. Which means the budget's going to be late getting approved. It may be April before we get it approved for this year. Okay, so let's see. Moving along, let's see. I'm gonna.
Rita, in regards to that, can I make the statement that the treasurer has the access to the Square account, which is where the money donations and money and stuff goes through on our website? It has not been updated to the new dues amount as well, and that. So anyone making membership dues could do it under donations and just put membership as the reason for the donation.
Yeah, just go to a different link on your on the website. And we may need to send that to the list, the Indiana list. For people to use in the meantime.
That was going to be my suggestion.
Okay, you can do that then, right? You have enough to do.
Yes, I will do that.
Will you clarify that? I'm okay. If you're going to send in your
There.
dues, you send it where?
Okay, at this point in time, this last week, I have received multiple emails concerning people trying to submit their dues to the website. And because it is done through the Square account, which the only person who has access to the Square account is our treasurer, who is Cindy, who is at right this time otherwise engaged, not able to possibly get everything in order. We have been trying to connect with her for a week or so now, and we've not been getting much response. At this point in time, I believe we'll probably not get any response because of her most recent circumstance.
Right.
My answer to this issue is, because we cannot control the other circumstances going on, is we can't, if you submit your dues, it's going to tell you that you owe $7. We know that dues have been raised to $10. Okay. Now, in order not to have if you pay $7, you're $3 in the rear. But if
Yeah.
you go into donations instead of using the dues link, you can put what you're donating for. And you can r and write membership in there, and then put
Okay.
in the amount that you want to donate as $10, or if you want the lifetime membership, $100.
And the donation link is under the support ACBI, where there's a list of different ways to support. I think it's the last item on that list when you go to
Okay,
the
by
support
Square.
link. Yeah.
Otherwise, I would recommend you going back to the old-fashioned way of
There you
submitting
go.
your dues, and that is submitting a check through our PO box.
Yeah.
Okay, so question. So if you only need to submit your national dues, you do the same way, correct? Just put
Correct.
$5 in and put for membership. Okay.
Correct.
All right, very good. And is so we need what needs to happen then is to, on the Square account, just change it from 7 to 10, but the webmaster doesn't have access to that, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good.
Now, the
Once.
difference between the membership dues page and the donation page is the donation page, you actually have an edit field to put in the actual number of dollars you're donating, where the membership page, it's already preset for a certain amount. And that's what has not been changed yet.
Okay.
We're still working on that.
And I have looked at the possible what the possibilities of having two people's names on a point of sale account, which is what Square is. And it does and it they suggest that it becomes a security risk.
Okay. All right. So I have a question, Rita, or not a question, a comment regarding a backing up off of the treasurer's stuff right now, but to the secretary stuff. I think it's a great thing, honestly, that Mary got the convention notes done, even though I mean it's not what we need for this meeting, but having those convention notes done ahead of time before next year's convention also allows for the loss of potential memory for details of the
Oh,
previous
yeah.
convention. So I think it's great that she got it done. And even submitting it to the board at this time of the year is not a bad idea, because then if there's any corrections, our memories have not slipped away and there's a year behind us and we don't even remember.
Yeah, which
So
I would appreciate any corrections because I realized as I was going through them, I was not using my ergonomic keyboard that I needed, and so it was harder to write the notes. So my mind wasn't 100% on that task, and I had to go back and.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but I think it's actually a good practice to have, mm-hmm. even if they're just submitted to the board, then the board could potentially catch anything. And we don't have a year that's lapsed us. And but anyway, just that comment. That's all. Not
Barbara,
a great, yeah.
Barbara, this is Dee. Thank you for mentioning that, because I too was grateful that she did send those out. That was a happy mistake. And Mary, I was genuine in saying thank you for
oh,
doing
thank,
that.
Thank goodness. I'm like, I was feeling really, really bad. I mean,
one of
yeah,
the,
I made a mistake, but.
One of the clarifications I wanted to make that was in that, and I don't remember the context for which it was said. There was something said about us only having 50 members. We read at convention last year, we registered as having 100 members. I believe that the context that it was stated under was that we were getting notices out to 50 people. On our listserv, we have 66 people that are subscribed. We have had many people who have joined our numbers that have not gotten actually subscribed to our listserv. And therefore, when we send out notices, sometimes they're being sent from our own email addresses and our own memory as to who needs to hear that news, because we don't know who is getting the listserv.
Rita? Can you hear me?
Rita?
Okay. Going back to the convention business meeting minutes, if anybody has read them and sees something that needs to be corrected or whatever, send your comments to Mary directly. I know it's easier for me if I get emails so I can read it and I can read it again, you know, rather than on the phone, because I'm going to forget it. But send it to Mary if you notice anything.
Okay, Pat has a comment.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It was really helpful when I was sponsorship chair doing all this stuff that you would hear.
Pat, I don't know about everybody else, but I can't hear you hardly at all.
Can you hear me at all?
That's better.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. Rita, when I was doing the sponsorship chair thing, it was helpful that you were getting confirmations when people paid. If someone pays, do you get any sort of notification at all?
From what?
If someone pays or donates, do you get any dual confirmation?
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
It seemed that you did during the sponsorship.
No. If somebody donates on the website through the donation page, I don't see that one. I think it goes to Cindy. I do see the membership form. I do get a copy of that.
Rita, this is Barbara. It might be a good idea if we can set it up that way so that two people are getting confirmation just for accountability. I think it would be a good idea to try to get that so that the president, nobody else needs to see it, but I mean, the president gets a confirmation as well. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I can
Barbara,
talk. I can ask Brad if he can
I'm
send
sorry,
that
Barbara,
on me.
Barbara, I cannot thank you enough for that. Things are going to get very busy on March 29th, expressly.
I'll send Brad an email after the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. We have kind of gotten off topic here. Okay, I'm going to go into old business, and I've got comments for about the state convention. We're just briefly going to, if anybody has something to say about the convention as an attendee, please keep it brief. I, for the most part, I only heard positive comments, even from the vendors and, the people that were not the actual attendees, and some of the presenters. And I'm, every convention is going to have something that's not going to make a person happy. But it's maybe one person or two people, but for the most part, I think the majority were quite satisfied with our convention last year. And I've even heard that a lot of people like the hotel, the setup and everything. Does anybody have a comment or anything?
This is Barbara. Great convention. I thought the business meeting was one of the most productive we've ever had. It was very good. It was full of stuff. I mean, it had a lot to do, and it was a good thing. And the only comment I would make about the auction, and we always have a great auction, I appreciate that, is really sticking to the rule of only taking $5 increments. Please, please, please.
Good. Yeah.
Please stick to that rule, and we just cannot allow less than $5. It's too confusing, and I mean that's what ACV does, and I think it's a good policy. Okay, thank you.
Mike and
Okay.
Dolly Souter have their hand up.
Who does?
Mike and Dolly Souter.
Okay.
Okay, I had to unmute. Yeah, I thought it was a good convention. I just wish there were more people that attended the side meetings, like the Foundation Fighting Blindness. That was a wonderful, wonderful talk, and very inspiring for three people, three or four. There wasn't that many in that meeting, and it's so sad. It was so sad. I'm glad the real person wasn't there. I mean, it would have been, in
Yeah, I
person.
know. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so
Well,
I think I don't know what the issue is, but I mean that was very good. I mean, even if you're not interested, like say you already lost your sight and it won't come back or whatever, but he did talk about implants, new research. I mean, it's stuff that we could pass on to others, even if it doesn't apply to us. But
Oh,
it
yeah.
was I don't know whether to go back to having a speaker for the whole group
Yeah,
or
that's been
breakout
mentioned.
sessions. The breakout sessions tend to bring little people to, they go out other places.
Yeah, that we started that because it gave people choices, but it doesn't seem to be drawing them to the sessions. I don't know where all these people were.
And Rita, this is Barbara. I can, okay. I was not at the session, Dolly, but I do see the problem with very low attendance to the sessions for our speakers, and maybe this needs to be brainstormed within the convention committee because it's always been an issue. And I mean, I just remember when I was planning conventions, and then I would check in and look at the sessions, and it's, it'd be interesting to know, kind of get a count on all the different sessions to see which sessions were most that had the best attendance. I think that would be an interesting thing to get, and maybe we should start kind of watching that and collect whatever information we can at this point. To try to brainstorm about that, because it is kind of, you're like inviting these speakers, there's nobody there, so
Yeah. It
and
you know, when we had the before breakout sessions, it just seemed like not very many people left the room. Everybody waited for the next speaker. Everybody stayed together. And I mean, if she had to go to the bathroom, they ran to the bathroom, they came back.
Yeah.
But that, but now when you have breakout sessions, you're lucky to get them back.
Yeah. But I think,
Pat have their hand up.
Who is it?
Mary and Pat both have their hand up.
Mary, what would you like to comment about?
So, I purposefully did not attend the Foundation Fighting Blindness one because I know that for my eye condition, there is not much going on. And, you know, for the majority of people who became blind due to retinopathy of prematurity or whatever they're calling it these days, there's the whole thing about teaching the brain how to see if you never could see. So I did not attend because I knew it wasn't relevant to me at all. And I attended a different breakout session for that reason. And I think, you know, when we have breakout sessions, those are things to consider. If we have somebody speaking and it's going to only reach a certain audience, then we have to take that into account as to who would attend.
Okay, Pat's hands up.
Hey, Pat.
Okay, a whole bunch of things. On a personal note, I really want to thank Barbara. Make sure you thank Red, who helped me on Saturday. As you all know, I had trouble walking. I'm much recovered. I've got my life back. I want to thank everybody who helped with the hospitality room. I'm talking about Mel and Mary, who came. I'm talking about Rich and Regina Vonderhaar, who worked, Anita, Maggie King. This was really, really huge because the room was open for 11 and a half hours. I worked about 8 and a half of those. I strongly recommend we do not have any hospitality room on Saturday morning. It is much less attended. And I really appreciated what everybody did. I strongly recommend we look at the Wyndham Hotel right across the same highway from where we were. I had to deal with that hotel all the time. They kept locking the bathrooms on the second floor. They finally did cooperate. And I think the Wyndham, they offered us, but we had already signed a contract, the same rates. And although it was a great hotel, I think the Wyndham would be much better if we can get the same sort of deal. But I thought it was a great convention, and I thank you.
Dolly's hands up.
Okay, Dolly. Dolly?
Oh, I got on mute. Just a minute. Okay, I understand where Mary's coming from too, but I'm just wondering. I go to a lot of things that I'm not really interested in, but I could pass it on to others, you know. And if we get more people to do that, I think that would help too. You know, it's just we are the board mainly, and we are members. And if it can't help us, well, maybe it could help our next or neighbor or something, you know. And
yeah,
he did have other information about people who don't even have eyes, you know.
I did have another session I attended. I did not stay in my room. I just want you to know. But
yeah,
I, you know,
but that was one of them you weren't interested, but you went to another one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of what, you know, I'm saying. I maybe if we combined everything more. I don't know. Maybe we had too many different sessions. I have no idea. It was very sad just to have three people there.
Yeah.
This is Dee, and I have my hand up.
Okay.
Hello. I'm muting.
What I would say is it was very easy to look in on the rooms and see how many people were participating. I kind of do have an idea. I don't have those pulled up right now as to which sessions were best attended. The thing we have to remember is even though we looked in the rooms and we maybe only saw three people, We did have people online also. I didn't necessarily have an opportunity to take a look at and see who was in what rooms online, but I do know that those that did participate did make pretty good comments as far as enjoying the sessions. The other thing is on the Fighting Blindness, they do have a podcast that if you listen to podcasts, you can subscribe to and hear a lot of the same information that he was sharing in that session. I didn't attend because I frequent the podcast. So, but I also had other meetings and other things I was doing, and that. So, we did get a very limited amount of responses through the survey. I do understand. I thought it was simplest to send it out as an email and people to be able to fill in their answers. But I know that we did have some questions as far as that it not knowing how to put the answers in, and we didn't get some responses because of that. I did do some personal contacts with a few people and got some feedback. One of the comments had been to somebody who's involved in the other consumer organization that they liked about our convention is having two breakout sessions at a time. So they had a choice as to what breakout session they could attend, and that they didn't have to sit through a session in the room when that they didn't necessarily enjoy. Otherwise, the comments that I received were all positive. The convention planning committee for the next convention has already started meeting, and will be and there were some conversations about this last convention and future conventions. So any feedback we get will be discussed with them, I'm sure, and we'll try to improve on this last convention. I also see Kathy Long has her hand up, and I will be quiet.
Hello, everybody. Mm-hmm. I attended by Zoom. I think there were four of us on Zoom most of the time. I enjoyed the convention, but I had a conflict because I'm on the Overbrook School for the Blind board, and they had a meeting that day, like, say, between 10 and 12 or maybe 10 and 1, so I couldn't go to all of yours because I'm committed to being there. But my favorite thing was the blind cook. I love that woman. I really enjoyed, and I liked the superintendent of the Indiana school. He spoke, and I really liked that too. That's about it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Anybody else? Okay. Very good. We will be discussing the upcoming convention in future board meetings. It is up near Cleveland this fall, the weekend of November the 14th, I believe it is. So we may have to do some creative planning to get people up there. But anyway, that'll be coming up in future board meetings and stuff. Legislative seminar, our own Deanne is going to go in person. It'll probably be snowing when she gets there. What is that? March what?
It's March 14th through the 18th, and I hope, Rita, that your cuss word just a minute ago will not be true during March.
Oh, yeah?
No. March 14th through the 18th, it is at the Sheridan at the Pentagon City. And I do have my plane fare, my hotel room already planned, and I have already went through talking to the Minnesota office as far as fees. So the trip is on. We do have a from Bosma Enterprises. Jeff Mittman will be one of the speakers at this year's convention or at this year's seminar. And so plans are underway for that. So that's all I have to say.
Dee, this is Barbara. What is Jeff going to be talking about? Do you know?
Not specifically. No,
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
No.
Very good. I'm glad you're going, Dee. Glad you're going in person.
Thank you. But last time I went with you, and you were there, Barbara, we came home sick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and there was no snow. So, yeah. So,
I have not seen much on, like, if you want to participate virtually, I haven't seen much mention about how much it is to register.
To register for one person, it's $104. There has not been much said on the listserv as far as the fees. And there hasn't been much, there hasn't been anything said as far as Zoom. It hasn't listed it as being hybrid, but so.
Yeah. Virtual is
but
30.
You know, I think.
Virtual is $30.
Pat says virtual is $30.
Okay. I haven't seen that.
I'm sorry, it's hard to break in. You can call the Minnesota office and they'll just sign you up. Virtually, $30.
Mm-hmm. $30.
Okay.
It seems like last year, because I didn't go, I think I listened to some of it on Lady A. Free, you know.
There will be, I mean, there were, the last couple years, they have had some parts of it, like you can participate in the board meeting. By Lady A. But the leadership conference, as far as I think they're going to limit it because they're having a lot of more interactive activities, like roundtable discussions and things like that. And they haven't figured out a mechanism to do.
Yeah.
Some of those things.
Yeah. But virtually. I registered last year virtual and I listened on Lady A because I wanted to listen to the president's meeting, you know, on the first day or second day, whatever it be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a lot of, like for those that joined on Zoom, I didn't notice a lot of back and forth discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Between the in-person and the Zoom people, like they do in convention sometimes.
Right.
It was really just like a presentation that you just listen to.
Yeah. This is Dee. I mm-hmm. think that a lot, even the planning process has kind of been delayed this year for the leadership conference. I know that Deb had had some health issues. Deb Cook Lewis had some health issues back in December. That has put a lot of timetables on delay. I know as recently as a week ago yesterday, they were having discussions as to what was going on at leadership conference. So I think a lot of the conversation is still underway, and so a lot of the details have been kept very vague.
Okay. Yeah, that could be.
Okay.
Last year there were choices of, you had a choice of one or two events you could attend. I found it hugely helpful. The number to register by phone, and that is really easy, is 612-332-3242. They'll just sign you up.
Mm-hmm.
Make your money.
Yeah, I did see that phone number because I went to the member list, ACB member list, and I could not remember what my username and all that was. I never got there.
Figure it out. We'll mm-hmm. find your, you know, they'll help you.
Yeah. So anyway, Okay, anything else about the legislative seminar coming up?
Mr.
Okay.
D, I see no hand hands of questions or comments, and I have nothing further.
Yeah. She'll come back with all kinds of answers when she gets back from the thing. Yeah. Okay, let's go to new business. My first item was the budget for this year, but obviously we're going to put that on hold for a while. We do have the budget committee coordinated. What have I got? Five, two. I've got five people on there, and I've already sent them last year's budget to review. So, like I said earlier, we're just waiting on the treasurer's report for the fourth quarter, which has the whole year's funding and expenses and stuff for the committee to go through to decide on what needs to be done for this year. So, okay, talking about committees. I have heard from a few people about being on a committee or more than one committee. The membership and outreach committee, I believe, is complete. And I'm kind of holding off on getting the list to the four people of who they will be responsible for keeping in contact with, because Cindy may have some membership information that I'm not aware of that may have come to the mailbox or something else. I think I have a pretty complete list myself, but it's not the official list. So, but the committee is Deanne, Jerry, Kathy is joining this time, Kathy Long, and Pat. So I will work on that. I'll try to get something out in the next couple of weeks or something. Because Dolly, I'm turning you loose on this because I know you've got stuff you got to take care of. I may turn your list over to Kathy if you can figure out who your people are.
Okay.
Just we can talk about that, Dolly. You don't have to unmute.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just talk about that at a later time. But anybody that is willing to serve on a committee, I sent the list and a brief description of when, how often it meets, what is the responsibilities are, and all that stuff. Please let me know if you would be on a committee. Now, this is not just board members, but I feel like we should be a board that is actually serving our organization. Attending a board meeting is not serving. Doing something for your affiliate, that is serving. So think about it. You should still have the list. If anybody needs me to send it again, let me know. And I have sent that same list out to the members that I have emails for, and I really haven't heard from anybody through that method either. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm going to skip the next item because it's about the picnic.
Rita, my hand is raised about committees.
What now?
My hand is raised about committees.
Oh, okay. What, you have a question or?
Yes, I have a comment.
Okay.
I have a friend who is considering joining, but he does not know what everyone does. He's the kind of person that has to have a reason. He doesn't want to meet just socially. And so if he knew that our organization is active, he said he would consider joining and doing something. So I was wondering if I sent out, could I share the list of committees with him so he would know
Yeah.
as an act of recruitment?
It's not confidential or nothing.
Okay, thank
No,
you.
that'd be fine. Yeah.
In that
Okay.
case, could you send me the list again? Because I deleted it because I'm like, I'm already on committees. I don't need to do anything more. So could you
Oh.
please send it again? Thank
Yeah, I can send it to you, Mary.
you.
And it's got the names, the updated names, you know, who's contacted me. So far, they're on there too. So, yeah, I'll try to do that later today, by the way. Okay. All right. This summer, ACB is going to be in Dallas. It will probably be 102 degrees out there. We are talking Texas, but I know Deanne and I have kind of been talking a little bit about do we want to go? Do we not want to go? You know, so if anybody is thinking about going to the National, let me and Deanne know. I would like to see a little group of us, if possible, go. So we could represent Indiana in person. In Florida last year, we had one. We had four. We had four of us representing Indiana. So I know it's costly, but you know we have a grant. If anybody needs some funding, you can always apply for the Hofstetter grant. And sharing rooms cuts on the cost. And Pat had a good idea last year. She bought stuff at the grocery store, so she wouldn't spend so much in the restaurants. So there are ways to make it happen. And not be spending your life savings going to the national convention.
This is me. I have my hand raised. I'll just share that also that rooms are $99 a night. The registration desk will open on the night of the 3rd of July. There will be an all day tour on the 4th. Then sessions, and that will begin on the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and the banquet will be on the night of the 10th, and then on the 11th there will also be all day tours. And then I looking at when I would leave if I was doing all day tours would probably be on the 12th. So that's kind of how you can look at what we know about convention right now. The walk committee has already started to meet and discuss the walk, and they have put out an email for people to send in their ideas for themes for the walk. The convention theme has been named already, and I don't have it memorized. But so if you have any ideas for what you would like the memorial walk theme to be, get those submissions in to Donna Brown ASAP. because it's coming up quickly that that will end. I did send in a suggestion, and it was called, it was the ACB Stampede at the, or wait, yeah, the ACB Stampede at the Lone State Rodeo is what I sent in. So,
Lone Star.
Long Star.
Bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
Okay.
I have my hand raised.
Raised.
So I just wanted to give a comment just for context that I registered for the CSUN conference. Takes place in California every year, and it's the second largest technology and disability conference in the world. And just for context, the hotel conference rate was $222 a night plus a lot of tax. It ended up being $1,043 by the time I just booked my hotel from Monday to Friday. So that's just the hotel rate for that night is $1,043. Mm-hmm. So $99 is a really good deal. They also had add-ons such as for $30 a day, you could get 2 bottles of Evian water. I just wanted to share for context, if you think $99 a night is expensive for a hotel room, you should see where I have to stay for the CSUN conference.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Pat Toothin has her hand up.
Okay, go ahead.
They will also, if you write Janet Nickerman, she will help you find a roommate. When I attended the Washington seminar 2 years ago, I did that. Made a really lifelong friend. We took our own food. People kept showing up to get free food. That's fine. We didn't care. One of the things that some of us are going to do is we're going to form our own tour of the George Bush Presidential Library on July 5th. That's a Saturday. We don't know when we're doing it, but they have docents. It's $25 to get in, I believe. We're just going to Uber over there, do the tour much shorter instead of paying $70 or so. Do the venues that we want to do. Some of us have already toured it via YouTube. And if you join BITS, or actually you sign up, there's a registration where you just pay to get into the BITS party on Wednesday. That is one heck of a great party. There were about 64 people there, and it was, a couple crackers and a free drink, and, people had an excellent time. There's lots of things, and they will, as I said, help you find a nice roommate. That's worth doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Pat. Anything else about National before we move on? Okie dokie. Okay, we have an addition to our agenda, and. If any of you are on any of the ACB email lists, you may have seen this. The Braille Institute has started a wildfire support fund rescue fund for victims who are visually impaired or blind out in Los Angeles who've been affected. Don wanted to add this to our agenda, so I'm going to turn it over to Don.
Am I on?
Yes, we hear you.
Okay. This email was sent out on January the 20th. Kim distributed it, and I don't know how many received it. But the Direct Institute has identified 12 individuals who are blind or visually impaired who've lost their homes and everything they had. And so they want to establish a fund which would provide some assistance to those individuals. And at the time he wrote this, he indicated there might be more, but they had actually identified 12 individuals. And it seems to me that, you know, if you've lost your home and everything you had, except maybe a few things that you could personally carry with you, that's very traumatic, you know, physically, emotionally, and psychologically. And, you know, I think it's part of our responsibility as organizations to support causes of this nature. And I don't think that ACBI is so poor that we can't afford to contribute. So I would like to make a motion that we contribute $500 to this fund at the Braille Institute.
Okay, we've got a motion to donate $500 to the Braille Institute for this fund. Do I have a second?
Yeah, you do. I'm Dolly. I would second that in
okay,
a heartbeat.
Dolly. Okay, any
yeah.
discussions or questions?
Which fund would it come out of? Because I'm sure somebody's going to ask
yeah.
that somewhere down the line. So,
is there a project fund or anything like that, or?
No, at this point, we probably don't have any money set aside, but the board can make a decision to make a special contribution, and that I think we have the authority to do.
Yeah, so, I'm not arguing that the donation should be made. I'm just asking the question about where it comes from, because I know it will be considered. But I do agree that the money should be given. So I just want to clarify that.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, because just in my head, I'm thinking about the old budget from last year. We had like $300, I think, for special projects, and we had I don't know how much now on like miscellaneous, you know, like if something came up. But you know, we haven't got one for this year, so this might be something to start our new budget with. Maybe we could have a disaster relief fund in the budget.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So can I move that a disaster relief fund be put in place for this year to support the wildfires relief effort, or?
I'm just wondering
yeah.
if any blindness related organizations assisted during the hurricane cleanup and, you know, in North Carolina and Tennessee and stuff.
No.
I never heard of any.
No, is the answer.
Okay.
Our American Council of Blind Lions, we donated, and we'll probably donate to the fire fund too. But,
okay.
Yeah,
why don't you
I
call
think
it contingency fund?
Yeah.
I might then cover more brackets.
Okay.
That's
any other
idea.
Questions or discussion?
I mean,
okay.
If I'm going to put something in the notes about where this money comes from so that it's there for clarity, what do I say? That's what I'm wondering. I mean,
for the time being, it's just coming out of the general fund.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to put it down so it's there.
Yeah.
So if Cindy reads this later on as the treasurer who couldn't attend this meeting for obvious for valid reasons that she'll know. So
okay, yeah, because we've got it in the bank, just a matter of writing check, you know.
Okay.
Anything else, any other discussion about this? Are we ready to vote?
Yes.
Ready to vote. Okay. All right. All in favor of donating $500 to the Braille Institute for the Wildfire Rescue Fund or Relief Fund, whatever you want to call it, say aye.
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 Okay. Is anyone opposed? I do not hear it. Okay. All right. So, Mary, we have a majority rule to donate the $500. Okay. Thank you. Now, do we have any other new business that I'm not aware of? Otherwise,
President Rita, if there's like what Mary brought up about, you know, a fund to be included for something like this, contingency fund or relief fund, I think the budget committee needs to be ready to put that in the budget.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge of that.
Three of us are on this call. So one of us will remember, I hope.
I'm putting it in the notes too. So
Yeah. Okay.
Just putting that the budget committee will meet and discuss the natural disaster relief fund.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Do we have any let's see. Well, we're still forming committees, but do we have any committee reports that needs to be brought up? I know yes. Pat sent a written one out the other day for fundraising.
I have more things to say.
Do you have more to add, Pat?
Yes, I do.
Okay, speak up a little bit.
I do.
When okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm next? Okay.
Yeah, well, fundraising part. First.
Mm-hmm. Fundraising part two. You'll love it. Just thrills and chills. Just that you know, I'm a part of probably three fundraisers in Dallas, so things are going to get somewhat busy for me. I want to say in passing, and I'll go through these things quickly because they're opportunities. There's a chapter in Tennessee that gets $100 a month from the Kroger plan. I know a lot of people have not exactly warmed up to the idea, but for example, in Indianapolis and North, every time I go shopping, 2% of that could go either to Circle City or to Hoosier Allstate chapter because they're in the same area. Shopping is in his own area. In addition, I want to bring up a fantastic idea. Other states are doing this all the time, except that this is even better than because we would get 20%. Lou Malnati's is part of the famous Taste of Chicago with the cheesecake people and Garrett's popcorn and people.
What is it?
Chicago.
What is it, Pat?
Lou Malnati's. Lou Malnati's.
Lou Malnati's.
Pizzeria. People go to Chicago and just go get pizzas. I've shipped new Lou Malnati's pizzas to my family all over the country because we know about this. They're centrally located. We would get a number. It's just one phone call. Someone from Circle City could do that. We could split the funds with ACBI. You know, I live in a high rise. What do we all eat, live on? We live on pizza. And we could just all show up whenever we want between 4 and 10. You don't have to belong to ACB. Just, you know, go buy a pizza or some wonderful chicken wings or the garlic bread, and we get 20%, which is huge for a restaurant kickback to us. It's really worth doing it to be a party. It could become an annual event. Now, we made $2,110 off of the auction that Mel brilliantly raised money for. I think that is fantastic. I was sponsorship chair. We raised $7,000. Rita was a major part of that. And half of this group, half of this board donated, and many people from membership. Everybody should be thanked. That's my opinion. I don't have data, but we do have people doing the monthly monetary support program. You can sign up for that via the Minnesota office. Half the money goes to us. It's a commitment of $10 or more. They offer door prizes. It's worth doing because half the money goes to us. Half the money supports National. I'm trying to shorten this, but to hit the highlights here. We are involved with 8 other states in the second annual interstate auction. This is a lot of fun. It's on March 29th. The states are Connecticut, Mississippi, Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Wisconsin, obviously us. Last year, Rita and Tanya Drew donated. This year, Mel is going to donate pottery. Of course, I put this in the note. But Dolly has donated. Barbara is donating. Rita has donated a lot of jewelry. And I want to point out the state-of-the-art $150 each Bose speakers. Those are the best Bluetooth speakers you can buy. And a silver bracelet with pearls. And some fudge donated by Literacy. We have 11 items, which is excellent. We get the money from those items. So once the auction is over with, Cindy has donated an Olive Garden gift card, and Barbara's donating one. So once the auction is over with, the individuals donating the items, mail the items, like the gift cards, to the individuals who bought them. I'll give you the information. We're going to have a lot of fun, but we need people to attend the auction, whether you bid or not. It'll just help. We all know you're there. It's very complex to do this panel. It's a little crazy. Last year, I was an auctioneer. We hope to have over 100 people there. We should be able to double the value of the things that we've donated. Please, also, if you can, try to bid things up. I'm the head of the steering committee and the auction coordinator. On the steering committee, we will bid up each other's items just out of courtesy, and they will bid up ours. It's the finest group you could ever work with. Some of us have been together since August of 23. The 5 new states joined in September of 24. The planning committee is probably July 7, unless they have me doing the dine around. Then we'd move it to another date, but that's a Monday in the Centennial Dining Room at 6. That's the dining room for the hotel. I want to make some comments here about where we are. We either have 115,000 or 121,000. That's my best guess. A year ago, we had approximately an incident prox, 96,000. This has been accomplished because we essentially paid for the convention because of Don's table and because of the letter that Don Coeur sends out every year, which brings in about 1,500. So we've moved ahead. Also, the tremendous stock market. We're at the largest, highest valued stock market in the history of the stock market. We're at the top of a 17-year bull market. Those are rarefied heights. So we're not always going to be at that, you know, high pricing of stocks, but we're not going to lose that much if the stock market were to fall. But being between 115 and 121 or 22,000 is a great place to be, because from now on we have the year off to raise more money and to make money via Baird, which is where our accounts are, Baird Investments. My strongest recommendation, and maybe I'm out of line saying this, but I talk to a lot of affiliates because I work with affiliates all over the place with fundraising. They have a fixed convention fund, and they are putting $9,000 in that fund. Yes, it sits there during the off years, the odd years, you know, 25, 27, but we would not have to struggle ever again if we just simply said, we've got all this money. We've got money to spare. Let's put money where it is ready every 2 years so we can just use that money and pay that fund back. It would make it much easier. much less work. Rita worked her heart out on this. Thank God she did, because it's not easy to raise $7,000. We can't count on that happening again.
Rita, we have two people with their hands up.
Oh, yeah, I'm still talking, Dee. For a minute. And then I lost my friend. I'm sorry, Dee. Lost
we
my
need
train
to
of thought.
Wind up the report, because I have a question for you, Pat, too.
Okay, ask your question, Rita. Go.
Rita,
I'm not done. Rita, please ask a question. Thank you.
I have a question. Yeah, Pat,
yes,
when you were talking about the different fundraisers like that pizza place and everything,
yeah,
and would you send it just a list of where you could purchase things and all that to raise money for ACBI? Just send out the list.
It's more of an in-person thing. You go to the restaurant, see? And all the
go
food,
to what?
You go to the restaurant.
I mean, this is not a restaurant that's anywhere near most of us, right? So.
No, it's in Indianapolis, but it's very centrally located. Now, there are other restaurants that do this. Brilliant question, Dolly. There are other restaurants, like Chili's does it. So there's a Chili's in Bloomington.
Yeah, okay.
10%.
No, I just thought, okay, yeah, I know that. But I just thought you could order things like online or give a phone call. I didn't know if this was like frozen stuff that they mail you or you have to go to the restaurant.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting idea. And I'll
yeah,
call
see, and that's
and
what
see.
I thought too. If you're going to bring it
It's
up
my
to
fault.
the board, you should bring it up to where everybody can actually participate in it.
Well,
I mean, otherwise,
there's
just
only
send it to the list as information.
No, I want Circle City people to have a chance to think this over. And
well, that's great
I'll
for them.
Corporate, I've talked to corporate for Lou Milani's and see if there is a way of doing exactly what you're suggesting. I don't think they've thought about it. I'm sure they'd love the idea. Okay.
So then our fundraisers are Terry Lynn, and because that's where anyone can
right.
access or to order. And what
yes.
are the other fundraisers that anyone in our area, like, say, Evansville in, you know, southern
well,
Indiana, you know, we can't go to the pizza place.
No, I
so,
no, that's understood. But somebody in that area, find a Chili's. I know they do it. I don't know every restaurant that does because a lot of restaurants, I mean, Applebee's, I've talked to Applebee's. They're very hard to talk to, but they do have a donation night on Tuesdays where they have the $9.99 hamburger drink and endless fries. So if you have
it's not what I'm saying, Pat. I mean, just one that we could access by phone. Or email that we could, because you're talking to people in the rural area. We have practically nothing, you know, to go to. And we're not going to go to the big city to go to eat.
There are a ton of people who live in Indianapolis. This is not just
ACB
members. The reason I referred to my high-rise is I put a notice up. You know, a whole bunch of my neighbors could get the code and go to Lou Milani's. Individual
well, that's good that you bring that up with the Circle City. I just want to know where the other people like me and Rita, we could go online and we could order Terry Lynn. Besides
right.
that, what other places are there for
yeah,
us
yeah,
to contact
I
by
guess,
phone or email?
I understand your point.
I guess all we're
I'm,
asking
I'm
Pat
tried,
is...
I'm sorry. I'm
we're
sorry.
Asking Pat
I tried
is
to call
good,
the Chili's in Bloomington. And
if
have
you
not
could
gotten
please,
very
Pat.
Far. I don't know where all the restaurants are. Because of inflation, not every restaurant is continuing this. It depends on the franchisor which restaurant will do this.
So Pat, I'm asking you.
Let me clarify this again.
Well, it's my
it's just, I know we could go to our restaurants, whatever we have around. But
this.
No, what I'm talking about is for us who don't get out anymore,
I understand.
Where we could call and order something, you know, like Terry Lynn, or we could be in the auction to raise money on the 29th. We could do
Thank
that.
You.
But, Okay, those are two things that we could do. Is there anything else that's out there for individuals to raise money? I mean, that we have under ACBI?
Currently, no, but that doesn't mean
okay.
we won't.
Or that's okay. That's what we need to probably look into, like Swiss Colony or somebody like that. You know, like I order like sausage and cheese from Swiss Colony. That might be one to contact.
Right. I served
yeah.
on.
Yeah. I guess
committee for CCLVI because I was on the board. There were four of us on the committee. We looked at some 25 fundraisers. And the Pampered Chef is not worth doing. Don't quote me. Some of these fundraisers really do not yield proportionally what we want. I would love to know, for example, what we made from the Blind Girl Designs t-shirts and sweatshirts. We don't know that. I believe.
We made.
Can I finish, please?
A little over $200 on the.
I'd like to finish my sentence, Rita.
Rita was commenting, answering your question, Pat.
I know, but I'm not being allowed to answer. I know I'm on the BITS fundraising committee, and they made about $7 per t-shirt. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say that. I'm always looking for fundraising ideas because I'm in touch with about 15 other affiliates. But there are only so many really viable fundraisers where we're not donating so much money to the merchant and paying so much out of pocket that we might do even better just asking for cash. I think that's a wonderful idea and I'll try to pursue it. Rita, what is your question? I totally lost my thread on this report.
My question from earlier, when you were talking about MMS as one way we gain
yes.
money, you know, you had somebody going around the convention trying to sign people up. How successful was that last year?
I do not know because that person has not gotten back to me. I've been calling them.
Okay. That's something I would encourage people to do because you can donate $10 to ACB every month and five of it can come back to us. That's the lowest that you can donate.
And it's steady money because we know what it is every quarter.
Yeah.
That's really very helpful. The auction starts at 7 o'clock. I apologize, Dolly. This is a complex thing. I'm trying to put it in perspective because we're sitting with $115,000, you know, in our hands at least. And you're right. If we could keep coming up with fundraisers, fundraising takes a tremendous amount of time. This auction has got me totally absorbed in it because one has to keep all nine groups moving forward at the same time. I apologize to you, Dolly. I stepped on you. I mean that. Enter the group. It is very important that people at least be there. It will also broadcast on Channel 8. This is considered a mega event. It's only the second year. We hope it continues. The whole idea is to set up a structured annual event where affiliates can raise a predictable amount of money. Oklahoma got $1,000. Michigan got $1,000. Other affiliates got less last year. One affiliate dropped out, five joined. So if you have any great ideas for fundraising that can be done, as Dolly's suggesting, via a phone call or signing up, and I will pursue the idea with Lou Melnati's corporate, see if we could buy their pieces. They're about $30. They're very good. You ship them. We could get a percentage of that. I know that some of the fudge companies associated with Mackinac Island have talked about setting up fundraising, but essentially they don't. At this point, I've talked to two of them. I need ideas of really good corporate fundraisers where we're really making enough money off of it to make it worthwhile. I mentioned one group that I think really does not work. I don't write down the name. You know, I know groups that have tried to do that. Other groups are getting 30% from Terry Lynn, but they don't sell anything because that puts the price of the Terry Lynn nuts and candy beyond purchasing power of the individual. So that is my report. Thank you very much.
Thank
okay,
you.
This is Deanne and Rita. I do
yes,
have
ma'am.
A couple things I would like to share with as far as committee reports.
Okay. Pat, one last question. When will the registration or advertising or whatever for the interstate come out? 1st of March? Or
yeah, early March. I'm writing the website this weekend.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. You might want to know I run the website.
So be on the lookout.
I run the website, Rita.
Hamburger.
And
okay.
We have to do the massive publicity. And then you may end up being involved in this. We have to collect, you know, for the items that are purchased involving Indiana, you know, after
so
the 29th. It doesn't stop then. We'll be mailing out, well, you won't be mailing out, but people will be mailing out some 110 items.
So the ACB list, if you guys are on any of those, plus, Pat, well, I'm sure, share it on our Indiana list, so you'll find it there in March. So
I hope
okay.
they have this stuff out on 16 lists, Serena. Last year we were out on 13. I hope. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for everybody's
okay.
brilliant cooperation on, you know, sponsorships, everything, all the wonderful things you do.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. Okay. Dee, your report?
Okay. I just want to mention to the board and to anyone listening that the in ACB community events have several, I'm going to say, informational type things coming up that will can expand the knowledge of our committees, including the membership committee, might be interested in knowing that there is a membership focus call going to be happening on Sunday evening, which is tomorrow evening. It will be talking on the subjects of recruitment and how to keep your contact information up to date and keep in contact with those members that maybe have fallen off of your lists and out of sync with what your affiliates are doing. They have these type calls on a fairly regular basis. The information sometimes is something that maybe will strike you as being redundant, but yet often we can learn from what other people are doing with their affiliates when we listen in on these calls. And we, as individuals, are responsible for expanding our membership. The other thing I would like to share from the Legislative and Advocacy Committee point of view is, as we all know, we had elections in the fall. The cabinet at the federal level and the cabinet of under the presidency and the cabinet under the governor is changing on a daily basis right now. We have new cabinet members coming in, new structures being put in place. Some of these are vetted by your senators and representatives at both the state and the federal level. So there's a lot of conversation going on out there about those things. And so if that's something you're interested in, you might be keeping your eye on the news. One of the things that I found to be interesting this last week was the Department of Transportation person is from Wisconsin and has a member of their family with a disability. So I think we are moving into, if they are vetted, I believe they will, at which it looks like the vote was that they would be. then I think we're in good hands. There is some other chairs that I have not, or there are some other leads in this area that I'm not sure of their familiarity of people with disabilities, but their backing is sometimes on legislative issues such as Title I and Title VII, which are supportive of our issues. So sometimes you have to look beyond the label and look at what their passions are and what they support as far as generally to know whether they're supportive of our issues. So that is basically my report.
Okay. Oh, and if you're interested in legislative issues, you may want to join that committee. We could use a few more people. Okay. Any other committees? I don't.
Nope.
No, I don't think so. Okay. What about chapter reports? Do we have any chapter reports today? We never get to that usually.
Mary's hand is up.
Okay.
I wanted to make a comment.
Okay.
So I think, Pat, that it's great to know about fundraising efforts, but I just wanted to ask if you could please, for all of us in the board, share those things that the board generally can do, but then for things like the Lou Malnati's pizza, if you could just post them to the list so that if anybody traveling to Indianapolis or whatever could do that, then they would be made aware of it. I think it's great to know about the opportunities, but I would just ask that maybe for the interest of time and things to try to target your audience. I would ask that you target your audience a little bit differently or try to consider it.
I do nothing but fundraise, and it is going to depend on Circle City and people around Indianapolis whether they want to support. And I'm not going to set it up with Lou Malnati's, but I will give anyone who wants it the phone number with National, because they want to work with us. National Lou.
Thank you. I have something too for Deanne. If you could send out your reports ahead of time too, then we wouldn't have to wait for the secretary's minutes, you know, and then if we have any questions or if something comes up at the last minute, you could share with us. Would that be possible?
As all of you may know, the legislative and advocacy environment is a moving target. Will send out things as I can, but like I said, as of midnight last night, I was reading some of the stuff I was sharing today.
Okay. And Rita, are we going to have a speaker after this meeting?
Yes. Anybody that can hang around for a little bit after we adjourn, we have a student from Purdue. He's in mechanical engineering, and he's working on a project that applies to the visually impaired. And he's going to tell us about that. I think he's going to have somebody else from his team with him. And I think he's looking for some feedback and that sort of thing. So I told him if he could come on about 20 till or a quarter till, we should be pretty much wrapped up. 11:33 a.m. Whoop, I'm hearing voices.
It's 11:33, so he should be on in the next 7 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, but that is immediately following our meeting here. So, any chapter reports? I'm not hearing anything from chapters.
Happening? Oh, gosh.
Was that?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. As some of you know, and not everyone will know this person, but we do keep contact with Mark Huffman, who is John's son. Mm-hmm. And recently he sent us an email saying mental functioning is still declining. He doesn't read Braille anymore. I don't think his attention span is good enough to listen to much on tape, but he does still love music. He has some interaction with other residents, but he's just his own world most of the time. So, you know, for those who know John, you know, it's he continues to decline, and he really doesn't communicate. If you ask him a question, he might give you some kind of response, but it may not always be appropriate.
Okay.
The other comment is that, and I don't know that we discussed it yet, but we need to establish another board meeting so we can approve the minutes from the fourth quarter board meeting and also the treasurer's report. And I think for the purposes of Cindy and her family, I would suggest we consider meeting on the 15th of February, and that's 3 weeks from today. And that should be ample time for the fourth quarter secretary's report to be out, and hopefully by that time Cindy would be in a position to release the year for treasurer's report.
Okay. This is Dee, and I'll second Don's motion to do that. But also, Don, I wanted to know, and I did have my hand up. I wanted to know, have you passed that information on to John McCann and the Constitution and bylaws, or the Constitution committees that he was involved with at National?
For what?
Have you passed on any information to the committees that John was involved with at National as far as how John is doing?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I know John McCann, last year about this time when I was involved in a meeting with John McCann, he inquired, and so the people that were on committees with him for years, you know, do care about John and would probably wish to have updates.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have a motion.
Mary has her hand up also.
Who does?
Mary.
Okay, Mary, what's your comment?
So I just wanted to say I've been sort of multitasking and proofing the September minutes, and I will have those out here like by the end of the meeting. So, I mean, we can meet in February to approve those, but, you know, I would also say in the interest of saving time that we might approve those by email.
Okay. I don't have a problem with us having a special meeting, board meeting, on the 15th. If that's the board's choice, because
we'll get the other phone. That's your,
you
phone
know, that will give Cindy some time to get her ducks in a row, I guess you'd say. Things will calm down a little bit.
And now Dolly has her hand up.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I don't know if 3 weeks is enough. I really don't. I don't know. I just kind of think we should just leave it to the end of February somewhere. I'm just thinking, she's got that little boy that lives with them, Tyler.
He's not little.
Which is his son. Well, he's high school. Okay, he's high
school.
He's
senior
not little.
High school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's taking care of her mother. They all live together, and I just kind of think it's and then she has got to get everything straightened up with Social Security and everything on Mike. I don't know if she has time. You know, that's only me thinking if 3 weeks is enough for her to start right into business after losing her husband.
Any other comments?
This is D. This is D. I'll just throw this out for the group, for the good of the group. Rita and I have had some offline discussions that this situations like this are times when sometimes it's a consideration that maybe having a second person to support an office such as secretary or treasurer might be in line. Don't have, know what the opinions of the rest of the board is. But this has been a topic of conversation between Rita and I.
Yeah, we were considering a position of like treasurer's assistant, whether it be another board member who is willing to help with that position, with like the busy work, like checking the mailbox, getting things mailed, you know, helping get reports organized. More materials organized for the report because we've gone through this before.
You got to figure out what you're going to do before you and have it all your ducks in a row because that
Rita?
would be hard. You'd have to have it everything emailed back and forth
Rita?
probably, and who writes out the checks and blah blah blah.
Okay, Rita
Rita?
Byrne is trying to get your attention.
Okay, go
I'm
ahead.
willing to, if people think February the 15th is too soon, and it may be, what about March the 1st? That's 5 weeks.
That's
Golly,
okay with me. I don't.
you know, I have lost a spouse before. And now I had my dad who helped me take care of all the business parts of things, but it helped me mentally to get back involved in the organizations that I belonged to at the time.
Rita, this is Dee. I believe our guest has arrived. Joseph, I see that you're online. You're still muted.
Hi, yeah. I'm just waiting for the rest of my team to hop on. They should be on in a few minutes. I just want to make sure that I could connect and everything. So give us 3 minutes till 11:45, and then we should be
Okay.
able to start.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we have two other hands up that I would just wanted to acknowledge that we did. I did see the guest arrive.
Okay.
We have
Who's
Pat Tusing and Mary Storrs. Pat, please
okay?
speak.
Pat.
Thank you. Welcome to our guest. Please, February 22nd, because we launch on March 2nd, and I probably won't be there. Also, to the relevancy of the restaurant, I was going to propose that the proceeds be split between a local chapter and this affiliate. Thank you.
Okay, Mary. Mary, unmute you.
So I would just wanted to say grief works differently for different people.
That's true.
I personally don't know that I can meet in March. Because I've got until the end of March, because I've got conferences and I'm just swamped in March. So I would say, I think if a special meeting is needed and Cindy is available, like that, she should be able to let us know. And I'm going to send out the minutes and I'm willing to take votes on that. So maybe until we know more for sure on how Cindy is doing, that I would make a friendly amendment to Don's motion that we approve the secretary report by email and then wait to hear from Cindy on how she is doing before we set up a special meeting for the treasurer's report.
Okay, Don, is that agreeable?
I can live with that.
Okay, so that's going to be what we're voting on, that Mary will have her minutes out and just respond, board members, respond to all, reply all with your approval or not approval. So we all see it, and Mary will see it for her records. And then,
Call for the question is for who all's in favor and who all opposes. Ask, you got to take a vote.
yeah. So, all right. All in favor of this motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, Mary, we got you. We got you covered.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Next regular board meeting. Huh. Next regular board meeting is April the 26th by Zoom. We will see if we can get committee chairs to send out committee reports prior to, so it'll save us some time in the meeting, and it'll be just time to ask the chair or that committee, questions or whatever. So, April 26th, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Got a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Of course not. Okay. If you, Deanne, you can stop the recording because we don't have to record this part. And, any